Another massive wildfire has been burning for more than a week in a remote but much-loved wilderness in northern Minnesota and Canada, the Boundary Waters. 50,000 acres have burned, scores of homes have been destroyed, and hundreds of people have been forced to evacuate. Minnesota Public Radio's Stephanie Hampill has been up to the border region and sent us this report.
The Gunflint Trail is a two-lane road that winds away from Lake Superior and dead ends at the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, an area of 1,500 square miles. Along the road are resorts and canoe outfitters and a few cabins, but on each side, the wilderness of lakes and rivers and steep hills and trees stretches for miles. People come from all over the world to canoe here, and many develop an intense connection to the land. Normally at this time of year, it's cool and rainy. There might even be patches of snow left from the winter. But this year, hot weather came early. Chuck Sams was on a canoe trip with friends. They were headed into the wilderness when another group's campfire apparently turned into an inferno.
We turned around and saw this big plume, and we headed back to our campsite.
They were trying to decide what to do when a couple of firefighters paddled up to their campsite.
And they said we could evacuate and primitive trail that's back away from the fire, so we ended up portaging for probably a mile and a half.
The fire grew fast right from the beginning. At first, it drove north into Canada, then it veered east, and then doubled back to the south. At times, tall columns of smoke rise 100 feet or more into the air. Patrolling the road from his pickup, firefighter Dick Berger says they're a bad sign.
When you see a plume like that, that's actually creating its own weather. You get unpredictable fire behavior. A lot of BTUs of energy are being released and rising, but it's causing its own squirrely winds.
And those winds have pushed the fire fast and furious. Firefighter Daria Day inspects an area where several cabins burned.
You see the intensity in the charring on the trees all the way to the top. You know, most of these trees torched out.
The organic matter on the ground is still alive, but that means it's still sitting there ready to burn if the fire doubles back and attacks this area again. This is the fourth major fire here in 3 years. Back in 1999, a huge storm knocked down millions of trees, and the jumble of dead trunks is available fuel for fires. And it's been very dry. Several winters have failed to produce the usual amount of snow, and even the standing pines and balsams are almost as dry as the dead trunks lying on the ground. Many people here have installed sprinkler systems around their homes and cabins, and they work. Local volunteer firefighters have been visiting each property nearly every day to make sure of it. Fire Chief Dan Bauman says it's like walking into another world.
You walked in, it was cold, and it was wet, and you left your footprints in the ground. It definitely, they're oases.
The sprinklers have saved a lot of houses, but the fire has already destroyed about 50 homes and cabins. Officials say fighting the fire has so far cost more than $2 million. This is the opening weekend for fishing in Minnesota, and the lakes of the Boundary Waters would normally be swarming with anglers looking for walleye, but not this year, not until a good soaking rain stops this fire. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Hempill.